Now from Ghana to South Africa, where the political career of a former African National Congress star could be at an end. Former Deputy President Jacob Zuma is accused of raping a family friend. President Thabo Mbeki fired Zuma last year over allegations of corruption. Zuma had once been viewed by many in South Africa as the leading candidate to succeed Mbeki as president. Zuma's supporters say he's being framed on both the rape and the corruption charges. They claim the prosecutions are politically motivated. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Johannesburg.
Outside the Johannesburg High Court, police in riot gear are keeping several dozen Jacob Zuma supporters from getting too close to the front of the courthouse. One protester waves a black, green, and yellow ANC flag. Several hold signs saying, "The friends of Jacob Zuma are behind you." One man's T-shirt declares, "Conspiracy, corruption, rape, what's next?"
I love Zuma. We love Zuma, actually. The whole South Africa loves Zuma. Zuma is a good man. He never lies. That woman, she mustn't lie. She must come out with the truth. The truth will set that woman free.
Eugilia Musasilwe says the 31-year-old AIDS activist has brought the rape charges to discredit the former deputy president. Although the judge has ordered that the accuser's identity not be revealed, several papers have divulged her name. In addition, earlier this week, Musasilwe and several other protesters burned pictures of the woman outside the court. Musasilwe is unapologetic about the way Zuma's accuser is being vilified.
She's lying about our president. She doesn't have a respect. She's taking a dignity of Zuma away.
The alleged rape sent shockwaves through the ruling African National Congress. After Zuma was ousted as deputy president last year over corruption allegations, his political career appeared to be faltering, but many on the left wing of the ANC rallied around him. Political analysts here say this trial, particularly if he's convicted, could end the 63-year-old's political aspirations. The rape allegedly occurred in November. The accuser is openly HIV positive and a lesbian. She's a longtime family friend of Zuma's and says she usually called him Malume or Uncle. On the night in question, she was staying at his house. According to her testimony, Zuma told her that being HIV positive doesn't mean she doesn't have, quote, physical needs, and he joked about tucking her in. She says that after she'd fallen asleep, Zuma came into her room naked, began massaging her shoulders, and then raped her without a condom. Through a statement read by his lawyers, Zuma says the sex was consensual. South Africa has some of the highest rates of violent crime, including rape, in the world. The Zuma trial has prompted a national debate about sexual violence. Outside the court, but separated from the Zuma supporters, two dozen people in T-shirts that say against her will, against the law, are holding their own vigil. Catherine Yakato is with People Opposing Women Abuse.
We are here to support the survivor of violence who is in court testifying and has been here since the 13th of February, and the case is still going on. So we are to give the support. We are to educate people that there is a need to fight against rape.
Yakato says most rapes in South Africa are never reported to the police, and when they are, few lead to a conviction. Sexual assault, in which the victim and the rapist know each other, is often dismissed here as a private matter. Zuma's trial on corruption charges is set to begin at the end of July. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.